You're with SBS Radio.
Binirien arar u ċikluni annwali fl-imkien ma' ekonomija f'saħħitha u stabli, l-Awstralja hija fost 12 pajjiżi fid-dinja li ġarbu l-iktar ħsara ekonomika minħabba diżastri naturali. U waqt li partijiet kbar tal-pajjiż ikomplu jaħdmu kontra in-nirien u l-arar, l-esperti jgħidu li wasal iż-żmien biex wieħed jibda jippjana aħjar għall-avvenimenti ta' temp estrem biex bekk jonqos it-telf tal-ħajjiet u l-proprjetajiet għas-snin li ġejjin. Fl-Awstralja d-diżastri naturali huma teddida serja is-sena kollha. Kull sena nirien nixfa kbira, mewġ ta' sħana, ċikluni u arar jagħmlu herba madwar il-pajjiż kollu, ħafna drabi b'iktar minn diżastru wieħed jolqtu f'daqqa waħda f'reġjuni differenti. John Bates mit-ċentru ta' riċerka għan nirien u perikli naturali jgħid li d-diżastri naturali qegħdin jiġru iktar ta' sikwit u jdumu għaddejjin għal żmien itwal. Huwa jgħid li dan qiegħed ikollu impatt serju fuq il-ħaddiema tal-emerġenza.
What we're seeing is that we're starting to get to a point where the number of natural hazards that are happening in the extension of the seasons is starting to stretch what the capacity of those resources are to respond.
Bates jgħid li l-pjanijiet għad-diżastri naturali tal-ġejjieni għandhom jinvolvu sforzi biex ir-riżorsi tal-emerġenza jissaħħu.
We need to put in place an environment that continues to replenish that, and particularly looking at the volunteers and where they come from, because there is an aging demographic in the volunteer workforce at the moment, and you know the agencies across the country are looking at what they can do and how they can continue to attract and retain new volunteers.
Elizabeth Mossop esperjenzat l-uragan msejjaħ Katrina u dak kollu li ġab miegħu meta laqat il-kosta tal-golf tal-Istati Uniti fis-sena 2005. Illum Mossop tgħix fl-Awstralja u hija l-kap tal-Fakultà tal-Arkitettura fl-Università tat-Teknoloġija ta' Sydney. Hija tgħid li l-awtoritajiet, in-negozji u l-isptarijiet għandhom jippreparaw issa għall-avvenimenti futuri ta' temp estrem u għandhom jaħdmu fuq modi biex inaqsu mir-riskju tal-ħsara.
We really need to try to build them in to our thinking as a part of business as usual. You know, as storms and floods become more frequent and less predictable with the impacts of climate change, we have to be thinking about planning for them all the time. We need to think about planning our cities. So we should be trying to design in things that will make cities more resilient to these sorts of events.
Residenti fi tramuntana ta' Queensland bdew din is-sena b'xita kbira li jikkawżat arar u ksur ta' records, tant niżlet b'qawwa u severità li l-awtoritajiet jgħidu li l-bibien tar-reservwar ta' Xmara Ross infetħu awtomatikament għal kollox u għarqu madwar 2000 dar. Jamie Pitok mill-Università Nazzjonali Awstraljana jgħid li d-deċiżjonijiet ħżiena fil-konfront ta' żvilupp ta' bini f'żoni friskju ovvju tal-arar qegħdin jaħdmu kontra l-isforzi tal-ħaddiema tas-servizzi tal-emerġenza.
Our emergency services do an amazing job of preparing plans for managing major floods. Unfortunately, their good work is often prevented by bad land use planning by particularly state government authorities who've allowed development in harm's way.
Pitok jgħid ukoll li r-residenti l-iktar vulnerabbli tas-soċjetà qegħdin jitpoġġew fl-ikbar riskju.
Often states allow cheap housing developments on floodplain lands and bizarrely often facilities like aged care or early childhood centres are placed on the cheapest most flood prone lands.
Intant, il-Gvern ta' New South Wales qiegħed jipproponi pjanijiet biex jolli l-ħitan tar-reservwar wara gamba fil-Blue Mountains b'14-il metru. Dan huwa l-ikbar reċipjent tal-ilma ġewwa Sydney. Din l-inizjattiva qiegħda tiġi meħuda bħala miżura protettiva kontra l-arar fil-konfront ta' xmara nipien u l-wiet tagħha. Intant il-professur Pitok jgħid li raġuni oħra hija li jsir żviluppi ieħor fil-wiet li jista' jkun il-kawża tar-rilokazzjoni ta' 130,000 persuna f'din il-parti tal-Punent ta' Sydney. Pitok jibża li l-estensjoni fil-bini ta' wara gamba dam jista' jipprovdi sens fals ta' sigurtà għal dawk li jażlu li jmorru joqogħdu iktar l-isfel ħdejn xmara.
This is a gravely alarming proposal because it's actually putting people in harm's way in the illusion that this might be safe rather than being more responsible and redirecting development to areas of higher land.
Jamie Pitok jissuġġerixxi li l-gvernijiet tal-istati jsegwu l-eżempju taċ-Ċina, partijiet fl-Ewropa u l-Istati Uniti u jabbandunaw estensjonijiet oħra fil-bini tal-ġibjuni.
What they're realizing is the limits of those dams. Those sorts of developments have now largely ceased. And in most of those countries, governments are actively moving to acquire the most flood-prone lands, to relocate houses to safer areas, or to raise or strengthen infrastructure in harm's way.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.